Well, they were staying in base defense, and we liked our matchups with our running backs underneath. And also, we have beaten them in the past over the top, and they were just getting a ton of depth. They were not going to give up big plays. Their corners were, you know, pressed line scrimmage a lot and just turning and running for the hills. Their safeties played extremely deep, and then the linebackers underneath. Underneath the safeties stayed pretty deep and gave us some underneath throws, and Darren did a good job once he had the ball. You know, we wanted to come in and get a big division win, Monday Night Football, and you know, start off undefeated at home. And you know, those goals aren't there right now, but we have a lot of goals that we can still achieve. You know, Coach said it best. He said it's 1 of 16. You know, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon, and we're going to stick together. We're going to continue to work. We got a short week, and you know, we can get back on track with a win in Miami. Yeah, I mean, you never think you're going to lose your snapper. I mean, nobody has a backup snapper. You have a backup plan, but nobody has a backup snapper, and just unfortunate. And you know, we got to find a way to bounce back next week. It's going to be great. I can't wait. Just to get on from this one. It's a good thing it's a short week. It's nice playing. It's late Monday. Tuesday we got to start watching film and getting ready. You know, we're going to have a little bit of time to look at what we did in this game, but we need to move on. And that's a good thing right now when you lose a game that you really wanted to win. It's a division game and the rivalry and all those things. So we need to move on and get ready for Miami. This team will be excited and this team will be ready to go.
Do you see yourself throwing to McFadden that much as the season goes along? I mean, is this a way to keep him on the field?
Yeah, I mean, you avoid some of that up the middle stuff where he just gets smashed, but you know, between the tackles. But you know, I see myself throwing the ball to who the defense doesn't cover, and they let him get out and get on the edges a couple times, and he made some nice plays. But you know, he's a tailback. I know he wants to be back there in the home position and go right and go left and have the ball in his hands. But you know, we'll continue to get the ball to, you know, if the defense is just going to run deep and not give us anything, there's you know, we took a couple shots deep and I threw a couple balls up, you know, gave us some 50-50 opportunities. We unfortunately didn't make them, but we'll continue to push the ball down the field when it says to, when the defense says to. As comfortable as you can be with a guy that's only been here for 4 or 5 days. You know, it was a crash course from, you know, going over hand signals and audibles and all the things he had to learn so fast. But he's a professional. You know, you know, it was a pretty smooth transition for him. And hopefully we'll get Jacoby back. You know, I'm hoping to get Denarius back this week.
Was it clear early on they were going to stack the box? And were you thinking there would be more opportunities downfield because of that, or?
Well, you know, in a week one game, you don't know. You see a lot of stuff on preseason film, but when you got a new coordinator who is trying to change a lot from where they were last year, we expected what was on film was a lot of single high, putting eight in the box. You know, we were hoping they'd give us a few more opportunities. They just stayed so deep. The safeties played so deep. The corners just turned and ran, and we hit them a bunch of times for some short stuff. But, you know, for the most part, they played the way they had in the preseason. I love it. You know, he had a great game plan. He put us in positions to make plays. When it comes down to it, we just didn't make enough big plays. And me being the quarterback, you know, I put that on my shoulders. It's my job to make sure we score points. And 14 points is not enough for us. So I need to continue to work, continue to get better, and find ways to, you know, average 25, 28 points a game.
Carson, thank you.
Yep, thanks.